So that was rebuilt around 515 BC, somewhere around there. Herod came during the time of Rome. Remember, the Greeks came, but now when Herod came, watch what Herod did during the time of Rome. Read that, Yuri.
King Herod the Great began a massive, grand expansion and renovation of the second temple.
Why? Because it did not look that good. Not in comparison to what Solomon had built. So King Herod the Edomite, go ahead.
Renovation of the second temple around 20 or through 19 BCE to beautify the site, impress the Roman world, and win favor with his Jewish subjects.
So this Edomite wanted favor with the Jews. So he he used better marble and things of that nature to make it look nice. Go ahead. Yuri.
Key expansion details. Doubled the size. He doubled the area of the Temple Mount platform to about 35 to 36 acres by building giant retaining walls and filling in the slopes. Massive stones. Workers use enormous carved white limestone blocks, some weighing over 500 tons. Opulent finishes. The main temple building was covered in bright white stone and trimmed details of gold that gleamed in the sun. New courtyards and gates. He added grand colonnades.
Pay attention.
Magnificent entry gates and spacious public spaces for worshipers and pilgrims.
Y'all see that last sentence right there? And spacious public spaces for worshipers and pilgrims. Meaning the other nations had a place now. They could come and look at what was going on in the temple. That was not in the original design that God gave us. Herod added it. I'm going to show you all that. Give me Jeremiah 22:13.
Jeremiah. Chapter 22 and verse 13. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages and giveth him not for his work.
Give me Matthew 11 and 12. That's the one I really wanted. I don't even know why I went to that one.
Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12.
Come on!
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
Who's the violent brothers that Christ was talking about? Rome. Give me John 10 and 10. Remember, Herod was an Idumean. Rome were Idumeans. They were the same race.
John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy.
So the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Who's he talking about, brothers? Rome. Go ahead.
I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Hey, give me the next book, IT. Who's Edom? Now, if y'all don't have this book, I haven't gone to it in a while. It's a good book. Read that, Yuri.
Who is Esau Edom? Mm-hmm. By Charles A. Weissman.
Now, Esau wrote this book. Let's go inside.
Herod was a shrewd and unscrupulous tyrant and was despised by the Judites.
See, this is why he did all that, to get in good graces. Go ahead.
And was despised by the Judites because he was an Idumean.
See that? He was an Edomite. That's what Idumean means, Edomite.
And not one of their own stock.
He was not of the stock of Israel. Go ahead.
Herod hated the people of Judah. And one of his first acts was to execute 45 of their leaders of the old aristocracy to eliminate any rivalry for leadership. Having secured the kingship, Herod next destroyed the priestly line of Hyrcanus.
That's John Hyrcanus, descendant of Simon or Jonathan Maccabee. Go ahead.
The last being Antigonus, who taunted Herod with his Idumean origin.
So Antigonus would mock Herod being an Idumean. Go ahead.
And asserted that the kingdom should fall on one of the royal family.
Jump down to the next highlighted area.
We thus find that in the years just before the time of Christ, Judea was controlled by an Edomite faction who usurped the Judite name.
When it says who usurped the Judite name, meaning they became Jewish. They said, we're Jews now. That's what Herod was doing. We are converts. We're Jews. Go ahead.
Who usurped the Judite name. Land and heritage.
See that? Land and heritage. Jump down.
Historically, the Edomites became known as Jews.
Historically, the Edomites became known as Jews. That's today. Y'all look at white folks and go, those are the Jews. Go ahead.
Derived from Judea, which was derived from the name Judah, being the royal line of Israel, though they were never of Judah or Israel.
Give me the next page. Drop a bomb for that. You can't even get a bomb. Thank you, IT. You're late. But let's read this.
The origins of the Jews. The Jews of today fall within two main types, the Sephardic Jew and the Ashkenazi Jew. The Sephardim are known, also known as the Spanish Jews, and constitute about five.
Because initially, we were the Sephardim in Spain. When they conquered us, cast us out, Esau became the Sephardic ones in Spain. And the Ashkenazis are those from Germany, Eastern Germany. Go ahead.
And constitute about 5% of the Jews in the world. The Ashkenazism are the East European Jews, which were found in Poland,
Russia,
Germany, and Western Asia.
Western Asia. Go ahead.
This group of Jews make up 90% of the so-called Jews in the world.
Now we know they're all Edomites, and this book's going to prove that they know they're Edomites. Go ahead.
Many reference and historical sources have unequivocally identified that the bulk of the Ashkenazi Jews were derived from a people known as Khazars.
Now, let's see what the Khazars were. The Khazars, where to find out, Japhet or Esau? Let's find out.
Or Khazars in some texts. The original Jewish encyclopedia.
I got this encyclopedia, by the way. Go ahead.
Of 1905 revealed that the main stock of the Jews came from this Asiatic people known as Khazars or Khazars.
Now, in this Jewish encyclopedia, they spell Khazars with a C. They don't have it with a K. Read.
Khazars, a people of Turkish origin whose life and history are interwoven with the very beginnings of the history of the Jews of Russia.
So you'll say, oh, look, see, they're Turkish, so they're Japhet. Let's see. Go ahead. Next page. Did you finish that, Yuri?
No, sir. Historical evidence points to the region of the Urals as the home of the Khazars.
Next page.
The Khazars are also of Edomite stock.
Do y'all see that? They know the Khazars are Edomites, not Japhetic. Go ahead.
And both stocks make up the present-day Jews.
That's it. The Sephardic and, what's the name, Ashkenazis. Next lower.
According to the Jewish Encyclopedia, the original stock of the Khazars came from the land of Edom.
Do y'all see that thing right there? Don't tell us we don't know what we're talking about. We know. We have sources. Secondary, third, and fourth book sources. Now, the Bible's always our main source. Next page. Highlighted area, please.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Romans 9:13.
Jump down. Right
God,
there.
God not only hates Esau, Edom, and is against these people, but refers to them as the people of my curse.
Remember, Esau's writing this. This is not a Negro writing this. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 34 and verse 5. This curse is not just on Esau, but also his seed and his brethren.
Next page.
There is not one favorable or positive statement in the Bible in relation to Esau, Edom.
Mm-hmm.
If God hated you and your ancestors, how would you react and what would you do? By natural reaction, you would be against God and his people and try to prevent them from finding out you are Esau.
If you was the children of the devil, you don't want nobody to know you're the children of the devil. That's what he's saying. If you know you're Esau, you want to make sure nobody on the planet knows you're Esau. Go ahead.
The one God is against, knowing that if God is against something, so will his followers.
Mm-hmm. Read!
Who is it that tries to conceal their identity as Edom, the one hated by God, by claiming to be Israel, the one loved by God? Only one group of people reacts as though God has a hatred for them. That is the Jews.
Yep, that's these so-called Jewish people. Go ahead.
Why do you suppose the Jews form organizations such as the Anti-Defamation League?
That's the ADL.
To monitor and combat quote-unquote hate and to identify quote-unquote hate groups.
That's what they do. They say, these guys know that we're the children of the devil. Put them on a hate list. Hate speech, anti-Semitic. We can't let the world know that they know we're the children of the devil. Go ahead.
Would not Esau want to do this? Why is it that it is predominantly Jews who promote the anti-hate laws?
Yep.
And other hate crime legislation.
That's right.
If you were Esau Edom, would you not do the same? An Edomite would also want to infiltrate churches.
Now, when you get this book, it says they go into churches, and that's why you ever see these videos now? Hate in Romans 9:13 doesn't mean hate. It just means he's displeased with. It doesn't mean hate, though. You got to go into the Hebrew. That's what they're doing now. This is the game now against the truth. Give me the next page. Give me Mark, before we go to here, give me Mark 13, 1 to 4. Watch this.
Mark chapter 13, verse 1.
Come Watch on. This. Pay attention to this.
And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here.
So Herod made that thing look so good. The disciple said, Lord, look at the temple. Look how beautiful it is. Go ahead.
And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another.
There shall not be one stone left upon another. Go ahead.
That shall not be thrown down.
That shall not be thrown down. Watch this.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?
So the question is, when shall the end come? When will this temple be destroyed? That was their question. Now, give me this book. Watch this. If you ain't got it, get it.
The Temples That Jerusalem Forgot by Ernest L. Martin.
Let's go inside the book. Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, when Jesus said the temple and the city of Jerusalem would be obliterated, his prophecies were accurate to a T.
That's right.
The historical records show that when the Romans got through with their fury in dismantling Jerusalem and the temple.
Pay attention.
No stones were left in place that would make one believe there was once a city or a holy sanctuary in the area.
Y'all see that? Not one stone was left. Go ahead.
So thorough, Yuri.
How thorough?
Was the ruin of the temple and also of Jewish Jerusalem that scholars cannot find any stone of the temple still in place in its original location on the Ophel Mound, once a part of the southeast ridge of Jerusalem.
Next page. Highlighted area. Watch, listen good. Go ahead.
My conclusion to him showed that the Bible and history revealed the Wailing Wall was not a wall of the temple, but is the western wall of Herod's Fort Antonia.
Do y'all see that right there? Everybody in the world think that western wall was a part of the temple. Christ said there wouldn't be one stone left. Now Esau's revealing that was a Herod's fort. Herod built. Give me the next one, IT. Okay. Zoom in on the top, IT. You see the Temple Mount right there. Look, y'all see on the right. IT, go up. Stop. Right up. Go up with your hand. Yep. Up. See that? Antonia's fortress. That's the wall that was left, not the temple. The temple was totally destroyed. So every year, masses of people go to that Wailing Wall to pray, or they dive in, hump the wall. It was Herod's fortress. Everybody see that, right? Give me Revelation 11. God, you can show them right here. That's called davening. It's a sexual thrust. It is. I ain't lying. That's what it is. That's not how he prayed in the scriptures at all. It's a sexual union between spirits. Y'all can look it up. This guy's shaking his leg. Captain Yuri, give me Revelation 11, verse 1 and 2.
Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1.
Pay attention. Put that on the wall. Put it up. Put me P&P. Put me picture in picture. Thank you. Revelation 11, 1 and 2. Pay attention.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein.
And them that worship therein. Go ahead.
But the court which is without the temple.
Stop. IT, zoom in the bottom left corner. Raise it up. Yuri, do you see the color? Y'all see the color codes?
Yes,
left,
sir.
On the left side.
Yes, sir.
What does the yellow represent?
Court of the Gentiles.
Meaning other nations. The next one, the pink, is what?
Women's court.
The blue?
Man's court.
The green?
Priest's court.
Okay. Yuri, read that again, what you just read.
But the court which is without
the
temple.
That's the court of the Gentiles. Read it again.
But the court which is without the temple, leave out.
God said, don't measure that. Why?
And measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles.
It's given unto the other nations. That's where the other nations went. Herod added that in. But that was not a part of it, of the original temple. So what is God saying? Read it again, Yuri, verse 1 and 2.
And there was given...
But wait a minute. The argument is, God is for everybody. Watch this.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But... the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not.
Leave it out. Don't measure it. Why?
For it is given unto the Gentiles.
God ain't for everybody. Everybody see that? God ain't for everybody. Give me John 2:19. I got quite a bit. I'm going to have to rush through this. What time is it? Woo! John 2:19 and 20.
John chapter 2, verse 19. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days?
Jump to Mark 14:58. I got so many scriptures, I'm going to have to jump and skip. Go ahead, read that.
Mark chapter 14 and verse 58.
Come on!
We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands. And within 3 days, I will build another made without hands.
Give me Mark 15:29. So we know Christ is talking about his body. Mark 15, verse 29 and 30.
Mark chapter 15, verse 29.
Let's go.
And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying.
This is Christ on the cross. Go ahead.
Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. And come down from the cross.
Matthew 27:63.
Matthew chapter 27 and verse 63. Saying, sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again.
After that was what he meant when he said, in 3 days, I'll rebuild this temple. They heard him teach that Matthew 16:21. They overheard his teachings. So when they had those false witnesses talking about he going to destroy the temple and build it back, they was lying on him. But this is what he actually said. Matthew 16:21.
Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21.
Let's go.
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes. And be killed and be raised again the third day.
So that's what he was talking about, raising up himself the third day. Everybody got that, right? So now, Christ's body was the temple. His temple today is us. 1 Peter 2 and 1. Watch this.
1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
All right, let me get somebody who can help us. How do we grow in this truth? How do we grow individually? How do we grow as a congregation? How do we grow in our marriage? Who can answer the question? Only one brother raised his hand.
Shalom, Bishop. Most High, God bless.
What's your name?
My name is also Abir, sir.
Abir?
Yes, sir. So Isaiah 28:9.
I knew another Abir. That's why I'm looking at you. See, it goes back to my. I'm sorry. Just stay right there. There was a brother named Abir in Florida with us. Okay. His wife liked this other dude who had muscles. What happened? She moved that dude. I was going to say, can I say the N-word? I shouldn't say it. They get offended. She moved him into the house. The new dude. Abir, not you, right?
No, sir.
What had to sleep downstairs while the new guy is upstairs slamming hands, knocking boots. You know we had to get rid of that dude. You can't be with us like that. That's not that Abir, though. No. These are true stories. These are, I should write a book on this thing, but I might get sued, so I ain't going right there. Maybe I'll change everybody's name.
Hey, bro, just go on and change your name, bro. don't worry about it. Just go on and change your name.
Okay, what's the answer, Bill?
Hey, that was a crazy story, bitch. Isaiah 28 and 9.
No. We read the answer. I want you to give me the answer.
Oh, 1 Peter 2 and 2.
Just tell us what's the answer.
Yes, sir. Studying. It says the milk, we got to grow off of the milk, the law. The milk scriptures of the Bible.
Okay, have a seat.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you what he missed is what everybody missed. When we're in that war room and brothers say, how can I grow as an individual, as a brother, as an officer, as a soldier? Read it again, Yuri.
As newborn babes, desire.
No, stop. The reader just missed it.
Verse 1,
please.
Wherefore, laying aside.
Everybody forgets this.
Laying aside all malice.
You got to put away first all malice that's within you. Go ahead.
And all guile.
All guile means deceit. Go ahead.
And hypocrisies.
And hypocrisies. Go ahead.
And envies.
And jealousies. That's envies. Go ahead.
And all evil speaking.
And all murmurings and complainings. Go ahead.
As newborn babes.
Be like a newborn baby. Good.
Desire the sincere milk of the word.
What is this? What is the sincere milk of the word? What is it? Come back, Abir. Thank God you ain't that other Abir.
Yes, sir. It's the law, sir.
Yes, it is the law. God's laws. That's the milk. So what is Peter saying? We got to be drinking the laws of God like a, put the baby up, like a baby drinks milk. That's not once a month. That's not once a week. That's every other hour being at Bible study. And that's what he's saying. As much as you can, get that milk. Yuri, read.
That ye may grow thereby.
That's the only way you're going to grow. A lot of brothers get demoted. We had to demote a brother last week. Was it last week in New York? Was you with us in New York last week? It was last week. For what? Lying. Lying over simple things. If we know the answer, then we're asking you. Most of the time, we know the answer. So when you give another answer, and we got witnesses, we'll say, hey, call that brother. Let's verify if what he said is true. And the brother said, no, that's not true. He lied. So now we have to demote you. That's why I see some brothers don't come to the war room. Because we start talking, hey, how's it going in? Brothers be lying. He was, hey, didn't such and such happen? No, that's not what happened. Get the witnesses. Now you're put on Front Street. Now you're found out you're not worthy of being an officer of whatever your rank is. You're found out to be a liar and you're deceitful. Read again, you read verse 2.
Verse 2.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Verse 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking.
Remember, Zerubbabel got to that position, not just for his fighting skills. It said he was of noble character. Understanding God's truth. We all should walk in the footsteps of Zerubbabel. We shouldn't be trying to be deceitful with one another, envious of one another, hateful, filled with guile and deceit. You understand? But that's what goes on. That's why Frederick Douglass said it's easier to grow strong children, something like that, than to repair broken men. Find me that IT. Maybe I'm misquoting it. It's easier to grow strong children than to fix broken, to raise. Find me that. As Frederick Douglass said, I love it, I love it, I love it. Can you put it on the screen so we can see it? Read that, Yuri.
The famous quote by Frederick Douglass actually says, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men.
Coming in, all of us come in broken, all of us. Most of us in the adults, 15 and up, entering the adult age, you're broken. From what? Broken with sins. Okay? So in order for us to grow mentally, spiritually, improve our character. Verse 1 again, Yuri.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word.
How? Why?
That ye may grow thereby.
That's the only way you could grow in this truth. That's the only way you can grow as an individual, as a person, as a husband, as an officer, as a soldier, as a leader. That's the only way you can grow. Read.
If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Meaning, if you know that this word is gracious, it's true. Go ahead.
To whom coming as unto a living stone.
Christ is a living stone.
Disallowed indeed of men.
Meaning rejected indeed of men, the scribes and Pharisees.
But chosen of God.
But Christ was chosen of God.
And precious.
And precious. Now watch this.
Ye also as lively stone.
We also must be as a lively stone like Christ was. Lively, meaning them laws percolate within us. Lively, meaning have some kind of zeal and passion about yourself. I'm sitting there watching a Haitian Creole brother teach in Creole. Now, I don't speak Creole, but I could feel and read spirits. The brother's like this. C'est passé, Abele, ma boule. Let me tell you, brother, son. You know, I'm watching the screen. I'm like, that's a boring brother. So I'm calling around. I think I called Severus. I said, hey, ain't we got no brothers with no passion or fire? We need men with fire when they teach. Not this dude with the glasses at the tip of his nose. Hey, oui, oui, c'est petit. Je suis mon ami. We need fire. Cause I said, now I don't speak the language, but I know that spirit is boring as hell. Then I go to the Spanish channel. Captain Zeph says, oh, I said, why the Spanish channel's views be low? He said, cause y'all don't support us. I said, that ain't right. I said, what? Show me a video. Here you go.
¿Cómo está usted? Mi nombre es Julio.
I said, you're boring. Y'all are boring. You got no fire, no zeal, no passion. Yuri, can you read that again? Verse 5.
Ye also as lively stones.
You also as lively stones. Go ahead.
Are built up a spiritual house.
That's the real temple right there. We are built up this is a house. Wherever IUIC is, that is a spiritual house. Go ahead.
A holy priesthood.
A holy priesthood.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices. Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Ephesians 2:21, please.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21. In whom all the building fitly framed together.
That's you and me.
Groweth unto a holy temple.
See that growing. Peter just explained how we can grow. Laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, all evil speakings, and desire the sincere milk of the word. Read again, Yuri.
In whom all the building fitly framed together.
Fitly. You know what fitly framed together? You know stones got to come together. Brothers, we must merge together. Whatever your position is, play that position. Don't try to change positions through deceit. Go ahead.
Fitly framed together. Groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord.
In the Lord. What verse was that?
Verse 21.
Go ahead.
In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
You see that? In whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. From there. 1 Corinthians 3:16.
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
Come on.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God?
See that? We are the temple. Go ahead.
And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Mm-hmm.
If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
That's why we got to change the way we conduct ourselves. Our communications must change. 2 Timothy 2:19. I'm rushing because I'm looking at the time. I'm sorry.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
We must depart from iniquity. Go ahead.
But in a great house.
The grace house. Now, read. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver.
Stop. This great house is the nation of Israel, the real nation of Israel.
That's right.
I can't speak for other camps. I know what's going on, but I can't speak for it. I can only speak for Israel United in Christ.